Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
It's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolyte.
Yeah, it's got electrolyte.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neutrolytes, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am your host, Mr. Mobile, also known as Le Chocolat Thunder. Give myself a boom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, this is our episode before Christmas. I have my good friend Braxton Gillespie in here. As I said before, we're having all of my sponsors come on. I think next week Neutrolytes will be here. Braxton, why don't you say hello to the people?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, John.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Before we get to you and let you say what you have to say, which is very important, I want to say good well soon to my good friend Brian Overstreet. He's in Birmingham now. He had a little procedure done. He's doing well. His spirits are high, and he plans to be home soon. I want to say happy 50th birthday to my friend and my former training partner, Million Dollar Bill Badgood. His birthday is this weekend, I believe, and he'll be the big 5-0. Don't trust the bath. Listen, Bill, don't trust a fart. Don't ever pass a bathroom, and don't waste one of those early in the morning after 50. Braxton, introduce yourself. Tell us about Eddie's Pawn Shop.
Well, I'm Braxton Gillespie. I run the Eddie's Pawn Shop on Spring Hill Avenue for my family. We've had the businesses since 1976. My store's been there since 1989. And if you need some money, come holler at us during this season.
I always read the ad, and I say that it's not just check cashing. You guys do a little bit of everything there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We could sell you something. We can give you some money on your current items, whatever you want to do.
And there's no specialty there. You do a little bit of everything, jewelry, firearms.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of everything. Right now it's been a lot of gold and silver with the way the market's prices have been.
Mm-hmm.
Astronomical, just through the roof.
Well, wow, really?
Yeah, today was a new high for gold, platinum, silver. Seems like every week it's busting a new high.
So what are people coming in and selling it at the?
They're selling it. They're also buying it. Some people speculate this ain't the end, so they're buying it as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so.
So give us the history on that. As you say, you've been at this store since 89, but you started in 76.
Yeah, so my grandpa, we got it from the Nasser family, and I believe it was 76. It might have been 75, but I think it was 76. And then from there, we expanded from Pritchard to Theodore, from Theodore to our store where I'm at Spring Hill Avenue. Then my uncle's store on Government Street, one on Azalea Road, one in Daphne, and one in Moffitt, out in the Sims area.
So they're all Eddie's Pawn Shop, but they're not single owner Eddie's Pawn Shop.
They're all family owned, family operated. But now we currently only have three. We have the one in Daphne on Highway 98, the one on Government Street in Mobile, and then mine on Spring Hill Avenue.
Now, is the one in Pritchard, was that the first?
That was the first.
Original?
Yep. That wasn't the original. I believe they had one downtown Mobile, and then Mr. Nasser moved to Pritchard and Wilson Avenue.
So how did you end up running the one in Crichton?
I guess a process of elimination between cousins and my parents just liked me, I guess.
Right.
But no, I've been there at this one since I was 14. I'm 38, so I've been there a long time. I worked 40-hour weeks with my grandma. You remember my grandma? You know, it's not often people can say they worked with their grandmother, their mother, their father. It's tough at times, but it's also a blessing.
I always enjoyed working there when your grandmother was there because I was going to eat.
Oh yeah, it's you know, like you dropped off stuff for us. We've also loved feeding people.
Right.
And, like today, I think we had barbecue today. So my mom's let's see what we have tomorrow. I think my mom's gonna do shrimp and crab baked potatoes for the
right.
crew, and I'm sure we'll have people, plenty of police officers stopping by, other business owners up and down Springhill Avenue. And,
well, you know, being in Crichton as long as you have, what do people misunderstand about the pawn business?
Well, it's over the last, I'd say, 10 to 15 years, all the TV shows and stuff that's came out has really kind of, you know, turned the taboo away from a pawn shop and as it being a bad underground, you know, deep in the belly, like a Gotham City type business.
Right. Fencing,
yeah,
and dirty
business.
Yeah, dealing.
Everything's
and
hot.
We got.
I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I sold a $15,000 watch today. That didn't go to some crackhead on the street. So
right.
I went to a guy that brought me cash, and he's a local business owner, and, you know, he wanted to buy a $15,000 watch instead of spending $16 on it.
So even wealthy people want a deal.
That's right. Everybody wants a deal. And the same thing with the loan. Everybody, you know, everybody, no matter what they make, sometimes can spend a little too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've spent way too much this year on Christmas. I'm sure you're a newlywed.
Right.
I've seen your wife's ring. You overbought, you know. You outkicked your coverage as well. But you know, it's if this happens to you, then you know we're there to help you out on a loan. We do collateral loans based on, you know, good items and stuff like that.
Right. But you've been in the community so long.
Oh, we've been there since 89. I mean, my daddy is Big Eddie of Crichton. I mean, he is recognized wherever he goes in Crichton.
And that's because?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, people's grandmothers and mothers and aunts and uncles and everybody's been doing business with us since 89. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, it's, I mean, when you've been here this long, you become part of the community. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, some businesses go and come. You've seen Crichton, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely changed since the 80s, right?
Right.
And then right now, it's 2025, you got a new mayor in town, and I feel like it's growing. I think, you know, we got Fusackley's down the street from us now. Their headquarters is down the street,
mm-hmm.
and everywhere you look, there's growth.
Right.
I mean, we repainted our building, and it seemed like Ken's Cartoon did the same, and then Mr. McAleer down the street did the same, and then Dewitt's Battery.
Yeah, so you've grown and changed with the times. You were not singular.
Yeah.
I want to hear if anyone has any Eddie's Pawn Shop stories, 251-343-0106, because I
only
know.
Only the good ones. Only the good ones.
From personal experience, you know, when I read the ad, this is not just something I was told to write. This is personal experience with you.
And I
always say
that. Yeah.
I always say that if you want to be treated fairly, then go to Eddie's first. Before you buy any electronic, before you buy jewelry, before you buy a firearm, check in at Eddie's first. Even they have a table full of sockets.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, if you're looking for that pesky 10mm that fell under the, you know, we got it.
We got it, right.
We got it.
I'll
charge you 50 cents. Come on,
come
baby.
On, come get it. You
yeah,
know,
come
but,
get it.
Guitars, you have musical equipment.
Oh, you never know. It's basically, I have a license to be a thrift store. It just so happens I like gold and silver.
Right.
And I like high-end watches.
Right.
I like high-end firearms.
I know. We're coming up on our I got the single finger salute from the Mad Hatter. We're coming up on our first break. Will you hang around? Because
oh, yeah.
I want you to tell people why you sponsor the show.
Oh, yeah.
Having the business that you have, a pawn shop, why is he interested in putting on Tonight on Mobile? Why is he interested in keeping them on the air? Because I could not do it. They said it would be impossible without you guys. So I want you to hang around, explain that to them. Then we're going to talk about Christmas memories.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. There have been some, you know.
There's some good ones and some nasty ones.
There are. But let's talk about when Christmas was Christmas.
That's right.
You know, when you started working there at the pawn shop, Christmas, we had winters.
Mm, we did.
You know, now you're in short pants, and I only wear a long shirt tonight because I'm old.
I got my Eddie's hoodie and some shorts on.
Right. Are you going to have those hoodies on sale online?
I will, yeah, as soon as my e-commerce site is finished building.
It is nice. We're coming up on our break, guys. Hang out. We're going to be here with Braxton Gillespie and Wolverine. I'm going to play that the next episode. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys. Welcome back, guys, to Night in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm your host. We just came out of our first break. I know Eddie's Pawn Shop is in the house tonight, represented by Braxton Gillespie, but I have to read the ad because that's what the sponsorship is supposed to do. Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, located at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653 or 251-479-GOLD. Ed, Hua, Sandra, Braxton, who's here with us now, JJ, Dean, Carson, Emma, Becky, Dolly, Juanita are all there. Juanita are all there. So I always say on air that anyone can come in if they want to. They can comb your beard and that JJ gives a great hug.
Yeah. They don't really, but that's fine. Kind of a little play on words, you know, like that big guy that's called Tiny.
Right.
But, yeah, you can come comb my beard. If you're a good-looking woman, my wife wouldn't like it. But, yeah. You know, if you get, she shows up at your door, you know why.
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful that you guys have decided to sponsor my show. When I asked you to, you said yes immediately.
Oh, yeah, without hesitation.
Ed gave a little hesitation.
Well, you know, he's tight. Right. He's cheap.
Right, but any other time we've come there and asked for help, you guys have always been accommodating.
Well, I mean, that has nothing to do with the MPD as well. I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't, but it has more to do with personal connections with you and some of the other officers. But, you know, it was nothing to support you in this.
It was hard, though, because we're friends.
Well.
And I didn't want to... You know, trying to make that separation between business and personal.
Well, I mean, you do that every week when you come by and buy something from me.
Right.
I feel bad charging you. I should just start giving you stuff, I guess.
Try it once and see how it feels. And maybe twice. But why did you sponsor my show?
Well, you know, I felt like, you know, you say what's going on in Mobile, and there's nothing wrong with the truth. You knew my grandma, and that's how she raised me. My mom's the same way. It might hurt, but you're going to always say the truth. And I kind of felt like you would blow up, you know? So I felt like my name would kind of go with you on that journey.
Right.
you know, you've got a segment in here, I'm sure, that will end up on the Joe Rogan podcast, and we'll get you national sometime.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But you always fight for the truth, and you always speak your mind, and there's nothing wrong with that, because your moral compass is true. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with what you're saying.
Thank you, and I'm very grateful. And we've had these conversations just dozens of times we talked about it. And one thing that I realized is that people really aren't that different.
Oh, there's not. You're a black man. I'm a white man. We can sit down and have this conversation. Mr. Phillip wanted to talk, put in two words. There's nothing wrong with it. And we might not see eye to eye, but that does not. There's nothing wrong with talking it out and trying to see where.
And we have disagreed, but no one's
not much.
But no one took it personally to the point.
No, I've actually. We had a little altercation. I actually called you about that 30 minutes later and wanted to apologize and tell you I respected you. And,
yeah, I remember.
I think the world just needs more of that. So there was no reason for me not to sponsor this show, to try to get people to call in, to try to see another point of view in Mobile that you know, frankly, your voice is so powerful. You can voice it and it be heard.
Right. And so we are grateful. Like I said before, I wouldn't be on the air without you. Tell me about your most weird item someone brought in. that you can that you're able to discuss.
Well, that's I can't get into X-rated stuff.
Right, but, so that you're able to discuss.
You know, just there's always unique things. But nothing really pops out after. I mean, like you, like I said, you've been doing it for so long. There's nothing unique that's really popped out. I mean, I've had some really nice high end pieces come through, especially with gold and silver prices being as high as it is. But nothing crazy. I've had some really cool guns that that's one of a kind that I would never see again. That I hate that we've ended up selling. I begged my dad to keep in the safe, you know, for when my son takes over. But. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, he's tight. He's ready to turn it, turn a profit and go. But nothing crazy, nothing, no Pawn Stars, I don't think. But we've sold some items that were, you know, $10,000 and $15,000 and $12,000 guns that are just, like I said, are once in a lifetime guns that I'll never see again.
Right. The staff there doesn't turn over that much.
Well, I think that's one reason I'm successful right now. I think we're on pace right now to have a record setting month. For the best December we've ever had since 1989. And I couldn't do that without my staff, and I think that's because I've retained them, and they know exactly what I expect out of them. And customer service, there's 9-10 pawn shops in Mobile County. Mm-hmm. I want you to come back to mine. So you need to treat them with respect, you know, just because they pull up in a El Camino don't mean nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. They might have a knot of hundreds in their pocket. You never know.
So that's the thing that sets you apart, are those small details, the same staff, the standard that you set.
I think so. I think so. I really do. It's you're going to deal with most likely the same people if you come in on a monthly basis or every other month. I don't have that turnover. And I've been lucky. I've had a good staff.
Well, and it also means that you treat your staff well.
I think that does, but I don't want to brag on myself, but I think it does. They like working for me, yeah.
Well, wonderful. So now we're going to get into, this is the Christmas episode, and I mentioned to you outside while we were driving in circles. my Christmas memories are first that we had winters once upon a time in December in Mobile. Well, after October, the temperature dropped, and by Christmas Day, it was cold, mm-hmm. and it was fun. Mm-hmm. But for me, as a kid growing up in Hillsdale, when my brother, Bro Young, would come home from the Navy, my sister, Jacqueline, would come home from Texas Southern University, just surprise us. Those were the fondest times as a kid growing up. You know, my parents, and there were six of us living in a three-bedroom, one-bath house in Hillsdale. But on Christmas morning, Marcus and I knew we were getting bikes and getting socks and underwear and games. But going into that, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, rushing down to the living room, and the tree is the only thing lighting up the house, and mm-hmm. then the gifts are in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Daddy Claus had come in while he made sure everyone was asleep and put everything in an organized fashion. I will forever remember those. Like I said, my brother and sister would come home from college and we'd sit down. Mom would have made turkey, ham, four or five different cakes from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
All the accoutrement that go with it, the dressing, potato salad.
Giblet gravy.
Right.
My mom's listening. Giblet gravy.
Right. You know, those are the memories that I'll forever hold on to. Mm-hmm. Of course, two of my siblings have gone on to glory. My mother has passed away also. But mm-hmm. those Christmas mornings and that Christmas dinner were just incredible growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in 70. I'm a little bit older than you, but what is your Christmas memory?
I think it's similar. I had a sibling pass away as well. Mm-hmm. My sister passed away, and it's, you know, that's tough. So the best memories I have, now that I have children, it's got to be there, seeing their faces. But, I still remember. I remember my first set of golf clubs, waking up, sneaking down the hallway, and my mom's cousin, the mayor over at Dolphin Island, Mr. Jeff Collier, he was the head pro at Al Dolphin and had it all re-gripped, you know, trimmed the shafts to my length. And I was young, and he was setting them out, and I snuck back in the room and went back to bed. And just any memory back in the day with all my cousins. I mean, like you say, and I only had me and my sister, but I also have 19, 21 cousins that every Christmas morning it was go to grandma's house, and it was, you know, it was a blast. I mean, that was Christmas.
How old were you when you spotted the golf clubs?
I think I was 10.
Did you come out and pretend you were surprised?
No, yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. They never. This is the first time. I'll probably get in trouble, but my right. mom, you know. 28 years later, I think I'm okay.
Right. One of the stories I remember as a child, because, you know, Marcus and I were the youngest, is when we woke up and, you know, we were talking to my siblings and they were saying, yeah, Santa Claus sure had a hard time getting this toy box in last night. Mm-hmm. We heard him cursing and banging it against the wall. Yeah. You know?
Sounded like Dad.
Yeah, that's what my siblings said. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, Johnny had a hard time getting his toy box in. And, man, I refused to believe it. No, Santa Claus. No, it was Dad. And then we'd get the switches also. Marcus and I would always get a switch with our name on them. Mm. And you know, and I
That's remember, a good Christmas gift, right?
Oh, dude.
You're going to get your butt whipped with the switch.
And we did. Except one time I broke mine up. And, you know, then you have older siblings that are just cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's worse because you're going to get a bigger switch next time. Oh, what's wrong with you? Now you're in for it.
My grandma braided a switch one time. Yeah. She took three switches and braided it together.
Yeah.
The ultimate switch.
You probably had it coming.
It was a unit, son.
Right, right, right. Did you ever taste the whip? Did you ever
She never used it on me. I was one of her favorites.
Right. Well, you learned from other people's mistakes.
That's right. I was in the middle of the class, so I was like, nope, not doing what he just did.
Right. I'm not gonna be great, and I'm not going to be the worst. Nope. I'm going to be right in the middle.
They won't know I'm there.
What happened to these Christmas traditions, you think?
I don't know. You know, it's I try to create stuff with my kids. But, John, I just think the world's too busy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you need 30, 40 hours in a day? I know I do.
Yeah. Well, coming up on our break, you're going to stick around, right?
Might as well.
All right. We'll be right back tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile, my friend Braxton Gillespie. Right back. Guys, we're back tonight at Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We lose track of time in between breaks, just running our minds. Yeah, yeah, just running our mouths, just doing things. I hope you guys heard in the background I played Christmas Time and Hollis Queens, because these are some of my favorite Christmas music songs. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Braxton?
Feliz Navidad.
Really?
Yeah, I married a Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah. So can you sing the song in Spanish? Or do you
come on, man. We're not here to embarrass people.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking you to sing. Just do you know the Spanish lyrics to the song?
No, I do not. All right. I took 2 years of Spanish and it did not help.
And can you order at least off a Spanish menu?
No.
Did it for an elective. Got the fourth grade and now you know, that's it.
Yeah, and I think I even made a B in it. I don't know. That's sad. No retention.
Presence. When you buy presents, do you ask people what they want?
No, don't ever do that. Just pay attention to what they like.
Explain.
Well, I mean, if you're buying a gift for somebody, then, you know, it's obviously somebody close enough that you've been paying attention to what they like, right? I mean, you wouldn't just buy your brother a gift and not know what he wants, right?
Well, and that's
what your brother wants.
We are exactly on the same page on that. If you listen to conversations, what people say and don't say, and you look at what their habits are, you'll understand what they like.
That's right.
And that, to me, was one of the greatest experiences growing up, is going in there and grabbing your gift. You know your name's on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how moms wrap gifts without ever being seen. Mm-hmm. You know, but they had a special ability to wrap gifts, and you never know they're wrapping them.
That's right.
And pick it up and shake it and try to figure out what it is. You know, we all did it as a kid. You know, and there was something special about that moment. Oh, I know this. And you open it up, it's underwear.
Yeah.
You know, but the next one is a Tonka truck. Yeah. I remember my godparents got me and Marcus Tonka trucks, and this is when they were made of metal.
Oh, yeah.
They were super duty heavy, and we were so destructive as children, we still tore them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I am of the mindset that I can buy gifts for anyone because I listen to people.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy people what you want them to have.
No.
Buy them what they want, right?
That's right. Buy them something that they don't, you know, maybe at this time they thought, oh, I want it, but I couldn't afford it at this time, or you know, just they would never buy that for themselves because right. they always have something else that they have to do with their money. Right. Money's tight nowadays.
So the economy you think is retracting, or are you?
I don't. You know, John, that's a good question because I don't know. My pawns and my buys are up, but also my sales are up. So like I'm selling bigger. I'm selling more stuff now, but I'm also giving out bigger loans. I'm giving out more loans. I'm buying more stuff over the counter.
So it's not very clear that
it's not clear right. at all. Like I feel like the economy's horrible, but then yet I'm on track for my best December ever. So right. How could it be?
Grocery prices are up.
You yeah, can see that. It is.
But then you're still doing a record month.
Yeah, in sales. Right.
Wow, man, that doesn't make sense.
And if I went, we don't really track this, but if I went back and looked, I mean, it's probably a close record quarter for loans.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that is wonderful.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Every Christmas we got bicycles
mm-hmm.
because you
tear, standard, yeah.
You tear them up.
Yeah, we'll salt air down here too.
Right. You know, oh well, and then jumping ramps and yeah. then, you know, back when I was if I jumped a ramp now, I'd be in traction for 3 months with hemorrhoids and torn labrums and mm-hmm. probably a bruised taint.
Yeah.
But
I'm close to 40. It's coming.
I gave you the three don'ts after 40.
I heard that. I'm not going to. I went on a fishing trip 80-something miles offshore, and we won't talk about
No. I got a buddy that jumped overboard one time.
I wasn't going to do it, but let's just say I was eye to eye with a 14-year-old girl out there, and I was telling her, can you look the other way?
Right. But bicycles were common. Everyone got a bike, and as soon as we Christmas morning, after you open you, everyone would rush outside and show off their toys,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. Do kids even want toys anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know. I try to.
Right.
I try to get my kids. Like, that was the main goal this year was me and my wife, Angie, we sat down and looked at group activity gifts to get the kids to do activities with us as parents. And, you know, you compare it with the list. It mm-hmm. don't look nothing like their list.
Right.
They want electronics.
Right.
They want games for their electronics.
You know,
or they want something crazy that you know that it's not even possible.
And I guess that also goes back to the idea that Santa Claus is making these toys in the shop, you mm-hmm. know, the trains, and it could be something. But now kids want a $5,000 gaming system or $500.
Santa's not at the North Pole. He is in Asia.
Well, right, or and
he's
least,
making iPads.
Right, out. You know, he and his elves are, you know, making knockoff.
Yeah,
you know, knockoff pocketbooks.
These are
also.
Yeah,
you saw that scandal earlier. Yeah, oh, yeah. You know the. Yeah. But hasn't it lost something?
It has. It has. It's sad. I don't know if I don't want to say that I'm getting older and it's just like that, but.
Well, you're getting to the age now when you'll say, "Back in my day."
I'm already doing it. But you know, I do feel like in the 80s and 90s, it was a lot better.
Well, we figured things out. When I was in high school, I started going and hanging out with my buddies at their houses and eating dinner with them at Christmas and Thanksgiving. And,
learning how to act from other people, right?
And learning other tastes of food
that's
and
right.
traditions mm-hmm. and... I'm very eternally grateful that I have friends like Sean Bernard and Bubba Dribblebliss, Paul Check, Chris Levy, who would never let me spend a holiday alone when I was working all the time and couldn't make it to my own family get-together. Mm-hmm. They would always say, hey, come over here and eat with us. Hey, stop and eat with us. And now it seems like everything's so formulaic. It's like... This is what I want from you. This is what I want from you. This is what I want from you. And no one's shy about what they ask for anymore.
It's not. There is no. There is no shyness of it. You are correct.
Right, and I don't like that. I don't like telling people what to buy me.
No,
And
it sounds like you're spoiled.
Right, and it's like, and
but everybody's spoiled now, right?
You think so?
I think so. Instagram, Facebook, it's the me. Everybody wants to have what everybody else has.
Right. Selfies, pictures, posting.
And that's why my pawns are up.
Right. That's exactly why they're trying to
keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
They just a new name now.
And not even being in the moment.
No, nobody's in the moment.
Everything doesn't have to be recorded or photographed.
But it is.
But just be there in that moment. just enjoying it, visiting our relatives. After we'd open all our gifts, we'd go by my mama and papa house.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go by my aunt and uncle.
Another relative's
Lane and Buddy.
House, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we'd go by my mother's, my maternal grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just wonderful.
Yeah, same thing here.
It was all day long.
It was. It was, I remember going, and like I said, and we still, to this day, even with my grandmother and my grandpa passing, our family's still good enough. I think at Thanksgiving we had 45 people. And you know this. I have a big family.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember during Christmas we spent a lot of time with my dad's family as well, and we would go from mama's family of 40 to 60 people over to my dad's, and my dad was one of seven, too. So,
right.
It was just madhouse all day. But I loved it.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
And then you watch football or the, you know.
But where's the family life anyway?
Right. We go out and play football while dads are inside watching football.
Mm-hmm. But in America itself, the family is dissipated.
And that's one of the things I've talked about, and we've agreed that the breakdown in the family is what the biggest problem we have.
Mm-hmm.
I know when Dad worked at Scott Paper Company, and it was once upon a time that Scott Paper Company would give gifts to the employees for their children. They had boy gifts and girl gifts.
That was nice of them.
It was, dude, and they were nice gifts. These were not – remember, we had we got a horseshoe set.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. That's when the company actually cared about their employees. And those are the memories I have, Braxton. And those are things that I'm just so reluctant to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
When my brother Marcus joined the Army and came back, and we had a good friend that was attending University of Alabama, when they come home, we would just make our rounds. They called us the Three Amigos, because each holiday that whenever we were together, we were going to everyone's house and eating.
Nice.
And those are the memories when I was slim and had hair and I was good looking. But
that was a while back. Huh?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm still good looking. I don't have any hair. But
the chocolate thunder.
Thunder, boom, 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 boom. What's the best gift you got?
Forever?
Growing up as a child.
Oh, man.
I know Andrew probably has your new truck or something this great.
Yeah. No, I got a new truck this year.
Okay, well, let's not. Single finger. Come up with something. All right, think about it. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
And come back after
we'll
the break.
We'll get it after the break.
And then I'll say what mine is also.
That's good.
We're coming up on our final break. But bicycles. And one year we got a knockoff Atari set.
Mm.
It was, you know, Atari was popular. Yeah, and Marcus and I got this. I guess it was a knockoff. It was an Otasco special.
Oh.
And it would play Atari games.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was, you know, that's when they had 2D Pac-Man with slide side to side. He was up and down.
Pong was pink, huh?
Oh, dude, we loved it. The basketball. You remember the 2D basketball hoops? But it was the greatest gift we ever had. And, man, we played it and played it and played it and played it. And then when we got tired of it, we sold it, and Dad jumped down our throats about it. But that was one of the – golly, Marcus, who gave us that gift? I don't remember. And my brother, Bro Young, would eat the turkey leg at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it put him to sleep.
Mm.
So we're coming right back, and I'm going to have music playing in the background. Santa Claus Wants Some Loving. Braxton, you going to hang around for the last segment?
Might as well. It's the last one.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Okay, tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, we're in our final segment. I asked you before we left, Braxton, what is your favorite Christmas gift as a child growing up? What was it?
It's tough. So it probably just – the two that stand out was the golf clubs that I told you earlier about. That probably got me into my love for playing golf. Other than that, it was probably the one I remember the most was a company in the 90s was called Kinex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Legos, but you could 3D build stuff, like go up, sideways, all kinds of directions.
It had magnets
in it. They had certain ones that had magnets in it, but for the most part, it would just snap in, and they had different togs and just all kinds of different shapes. You can make all kinds of stuff.
Hey, JJ, you said you're listening. Why don't you text in 251-343.
JJ won't call in.
251-343-0106 and tell us what your favorite gift is. And anyone else that wants to tell us what they are.
Let's hear it.
We want to know. Mine is this. We were in Hillsdale. It had to be 79 or 80. And we were sitting around as family. We were all there tearing open gifts. And my sister, Alicia, call me by my middle name. You know, if you grew up with me, you call me Carl. She said, Carl, did you see this? I said, no, I didn't. And she had already opened it, you know, doing what women do with other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. And she dumped it out, and it was a football.
Uh-oh.
And that lit me up, and it was from my dad. And I jumped up and gave him a big hug, and thank you, Dad. Oh, my goodness. And I wanted a football because we played sports back then. You know, we were football and baseball fans growing up in Hillsdale in the 80s. And that, man, that football, I must have had it until the stitches on it popped and had to put a new bladder in it. I held on to that football for years. But to me, that was always the greatest gift that I'll remember growing up as a child. For whatever, I wanted a football. He heard me say somewhere along the lines.
But he was listening.
He was listening and got the football. And I remember he was leaning against the door frame because I think he worked the night before, and so he woke up to, and that was probably the only time we woke him up on midnight shift that he didn't scream at everybody, but we were in there. It was wonderful. How do we get back to that? How do we have these family
roll
traditions
back to time, baby? I think we need more church. I think we got to stop with the separation of church and state, you know, but that's hard to say, right? We're built up of so many different religions now.
Right.
But I think it needs definitely some more religion in there. We need some more love, like you got playing right now. And people just need to understand everybody. You know, like we understand each other right now, but nobody else. There's people out there that's going to hate that me and you are talking right now.
Are they malicious with it, or are they ignorant?
I think it's more ignorance, if anything, right?
Explain.
Well, I mean, you know, we're smart enough to know that we're not going to believe on everything. I believe on every situation is going to be exactly the same. Well, I mean, I don't even believe in the same stuff my wife believes in. But you got to be smart enough to sit back and realize we're on this world together, and nobody wants. I mean, I've lost loved ones. You've lost loved ones, and you can't get anything back. You know, once you're gone, you're gone.
One of the toughest Christmases we had was my sister Jacqueline. Died on my dad's birthday on September 23rd. She was giving birth, had a stroke. She never saw a newborn child. That Christmas after that was...
It's hard.
Tough.
It's hard. And you hear
you
all
the...
You
right.
Yeah, that first Christmas or first holidays without my sister was... you know, like anything else, you hear that time will heal it, and I'm there for you, and all this and other. And but in reality, the world just keeps going.
It keeps going, but the healing part might be true. The memory part is what they leave out.
It is.
You know,
it is.
They forget about that part. When my brother Kent also, I think they died, and Kent died in '93. I think Jacqueline died in '95. Bro, young, if I'm wrong, correct me. But it made the holidays different because we are a close-knit, our family.
Well, I'm jealous of how many siblings you've had.
Yeah, I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad liked each other, I guess. But, you know, Santa Claus wants some love and is playing in the background
right
now. But
that's right.
But those holidays were so special. Birthdays were so special.
Yeah.
Because
you had a lot of people to experience it
with.
Oh,
goodness. And we didn't know we were in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house because.
Didn't matter.
The boys, there were 4 of us, me, Marcus, Bro Young, and Ken in one room, and Jacqueline and Alicia had a room, and Mom and Dad had theirs. And we had 1 bathroom, but there was never a wait because we put ourselves on a schedule with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was just incredible. And those holidays were it's what I miss most about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain it to people. You have to experience it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be a part of that.
You're missing the togetherness.
Deeply.
That's what I miss, too. You still feel like your siblings are still out partying or they're out on a vacation and one day they'll be home. But
Right. And wake up thinking about them.
But the good thing is you did get to keep those experiences, right?
Dude.
Like they're in your head. You're always going to have them.
I wish I could find the pictures that Dad took. When it snowed on Mobile, I think in 77, 78, with us sitting at the table, sharing a meal. The table we had 8 chairs added in a small home.
But you remember that vividly.
Oh, dude, it's like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I can recount many, many Christmas stories about riding our bicycles or going out and seeing our buddies, seeing what everyone else got.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish your children would have that. I wish the younger generation would understand what they're missing.
I know it. Yeah.
They're asking for material things. They're asking for shoes and clothes. And we didn't want clothes growing up, but you were always going to get socks and underwear and
essentials.
Right. And
some winter coat.
Right.
A winter coat.
You're gonna get that, and then flannel shirts and maybe I remember my first pair of Levi jeans.
Mm-hmm.
My momo got them for my momo got them for us, dude, and I was wearing those jeans even when they didn't fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because Levi's were special then. You know, it wasn't like now where everyone has their own label or their own brand. They're making their own clothes. This was something else. And I still remember Momo, my grandmother, preparing dinner, Christmas dinner for us. And one Christmas we didn't make it by there. And how upset and heartbroken she was. Those are the things I remember. And JJ says his favorite gift was a go-kart from his mother, and he crashed it.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
being a hellion.
I can't read. And also, you guys, I'm tearing right now listening to this segment. Well, I'm going to tear up when I get home too, JJ. Don't you worry about it. But no one told you to crash that doggone go-kart.
Mm-hmm. You know? Probably lasted 3 weeks. Mama came out, spanked that butt.
I was going to say 3 days. But this, he sent it to you too. But these are the things that I want people to remember. Okay, we know Christ wasn't born in December. We know it's not his birthday.
Yeah,
we know it.
Yeah.
We know it. So then let's get back to having fun with family.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to send me a message, and I'll come by and eat with you. Now there's the tradition is not just ham and turkey. Now people are making gumbo and seafood and barbecuing.
That's a big thing for our family is always. We have fried oysters. We'll have seafood gumbo, ham, fried turkey. My Uncle Chris does a great fried turkey.
I had my first fried turkey
unbelievable.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Because normally when I get there, the fried turkey is eaten.
Mm.
And Bob Slaughter had 2. And I finally taste fried turkey, and I can see why it's always eaten.
It's unbelievable.
Before I get there. It is something else when it's done correctly.
Yeah. I think the word's called succulent.
Right. What are you guys preparing? We're coming up last 2 minutes. What are you guys doing?
We'll have
1 minute.
1 minute. You can't imagine what we're going to have. We got seafood gumbo. We'll have fried turkey. We'll have ham. We'll have 2 gallons of fried oyster.
Who are you going to say Merry Christmas to this last 45 seconds.
Merry Christmas to Mobile, Baldwin County. Come see us.
Thank you again for coming on. It's been a blast, like you said.
Oh, yeah. Time flew.
Come on. It does. Come on every quarter now.
Yeah. Love to.
And just wrap with us. We didn't even get to what we talked about in the hall.
Yeah, I thought we was going to talk about something totally different.
We didn't get there, but that's the part about being on radio is you always want more than you can actually get to.
That's right. Next time, Mobile.
Next time. But we got to the very important part. I want to tell you thank you for coming on. Thank you, Eddie's Pawn Shop. Thank you, Trip Pittman. Thank you, Neudrolics. Thank you, Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
If you send me your address, we'll come by and eat what we can.
Well, come on.
Well,
we'll make 45. We'll turn into 47.
Thank you, guys. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. You guys are the greatest Port City Patriots. Remember, family is the most important. I'm not the only one with these memories of family. You are too. We love you. God bless Mobile and God bless America. Thank you, guys.